This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the root is on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, coming from the House of the Root, built in Las Vegas, Nevada, but broadcasting nationwide from an undisclosed bunker in Summerlin. So I'm gonna have to start adding to every open of every show from an undisclosed bunker in Summerlin. The country's under attack, man. It's very clear. It's very, very clear what's going on. And they've got to stop people like me. They've got to. Because there's so few people that tell the truth anymore. The media is such a fraud. And they tried to stop me at Newsmax. They tried to stop me at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And it's only a matter of time. They're going to try and stop all of us on conservative talk radio. They're going to completely block out all of our social media, which they've already almost done. Can't even speak anymore. Everything's misleading. Everything they say is misleading. Everything we say is truth, and they label it misleading. It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. We are in a Soviet state right now. It's a fascist, communist, authoritarian Soviet state. They're going to use the IRS and other government agencies to try and destroy us the same way Obama did, but these people are so much worse than in the Obama years. Not that they're worse than Obama. In my opinion, Obama is a scumbag. Obama's a communist scumbag. And the entire 8 years, I told everybody, I know this guy. I got his number. I know what he's about. He's a communist scumbag. But he can't act like it because he doesn't want to go down in history with a horrible legacy. He doesn't want to be the first black president who was labeled a communist. He doesn't want to destroy the country, destroy the economy, and cause a Great Depression and make everyone forevermore hate his guts to achieve his objectives. So he's going to go very slowly. He's going to boil the frog slowly and accept incremental steps of success. And that's exactly what Obama did. And then he was going to let Hillary finish the job. And to their great surprise and dismay, Hillary, even though she fixed and rigged the election, even though the Democrat Party rigged it for Hillary, Trump beat a rigged election and shocked everyone. And then he spent 4 years basically overturning the entire Obama legacy and erasing everything Obama ever did and embarrassing and humiliating Obama. And Obama and the Democrats sat there just blocks from the White House with his little walled, gated, security alarmed people with, you know, Secret Service with guns protecting him and his secret White House bunker down the street from the White House. And he planned how to take it all back and install a puppet dummy with dementia named Joe Biden, Joe effing Biden, otherwise known as Brandon. And he could install him and then he could finish the job that Hillary was supposed to finish, except this time Obama would call all the shots. Every time, you know, he has an idea, Joe Biden's mouth moves. Because, of course, Obama's hand is stuck up Joe Biden's you-know-what. So he just moves his hand around a little bit and Biden's mouth moves. And out comes all of Obama's ideas. And he's able to say them because it's not Obama, the black man, saying them. It is Biden, the old white man, saying them, which makes them sound much more comfortable and less confrontational and not, you know, as him hating white people or hating business people. Everything seems normal coming out of the mouth of Joe Biden, who, you know, built this reputation, a lie, of course, but built the reputation as being this nice, moderate, old grandfather. Grandfather, and Obama could manipulate him in such a way that it makes it seem like all this stuff's coming from him, so it can't be that bad. Because Joe is not a radical. Joe's not a communist like Obama is. But it's Obama doing all the planning. Obama doing all the thinking. It's all Obama's agenda, Obama's policies, and they're all just covered in the light of day, or maybe I should say covered by darkness, by Joe Biden's election. Joe Biden is not in charge. And all of these policies would have made Obama the most unpopular man in history and just hated and despised by ordinary Americans. And Obama never wanted that. He wanted to have a legacy as a popular president. So he couldn't go full bore. He just couldn't. But now he's going full bore. And that's why Joe Biden's approval rating is down to zero. Nobody likes Joe Biden. He's the most hated guy in history. Maybe only protected by Kamala Harris's approval rating, which is even lower than Joe's. According to most polls, according to Gallup that just came out today, Biden is so unpopular that he's actually less popular than Kamala. According to that one poll, Gallup, Kamala Harris, who's unpopular, is more popular than Joe Biden. He's sunk to that level. But either way, Joe Biden is down to friends and family and campaign aides. That's his approval rating at this point. It's so low. And it's not like this poll is a Rasmussen poll, which is rumored by liberals to always be fake because it leans conservative, which could be further from the truth. Rasmussen is consistently the most accurate pollster, and the reason he's accurate is because he doesn't play that game. It's neither leaning conservative nor leaning liberal. Rasmussen himself, the people behind Rasmussen may be conservative, leaning, but they don't play games with the polls. The polls are honest and straight shooters. And Rasmussen polls are always as accurate as any poll in America, maybe more accurate than any other poll. And so this poll is not a Rasmussen poll, so I don't know what they're going to hide behind. It's a civics poll. C-I-V-I-Q-S, civics poll. And you know civics must be a liberal organization, and they must lean left, like every other poll other than Rasmussen, and they must oversample Democrats. So while they're oversampling Democrats, Joe Biden's approval has fallen to 36%, or as the headline says, crashes to 36%. Historic lows, as they put it, amidst high crime, 40-year high inflation, and Americans stranded in Afghanistan. 55% of Americans disapprove of Biden's job performance. You know what they didn't mention when they said inflation, crime, America's strand in Afghanistan, but they left out vaccine mandates, and which is the most hated thing ever, and they left out open borders, which is the most hated thing ever. But here's what's amazing in the poll. Among those 18 to 34, Biden's approval is only 28%, with 56% disapprove. That's the lowest of any age group. Young people now hate and have abandoned Joe Biden, which is hard for me to believe or understand. I just can't believe it. I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm happy about it. But I'm shocked. You would think that old people having a lifetime of experience and wisdom would be the most down on Biden, and middle-aged also very down on Biden. And the younger you go, the younger you skewer, you'd find them being more in favor of Biden because they don't know any better. But the young people have figured it out. This guy's rooting their future. And this isn't the first poll. I read a poll just days ago to all of you that showed Biden had lost 50 points with young people, anyone under the age of 30. He lost 50 points. He's only 29% approval in that poll. And so I guess, you know, that means that they're saying on election day, literally before anybody knew anything about Biden, on election day, Biden was at 79% approval with young people. Now he's at 29%. Therefore, he lost 50 points. A mind-bending, mind-shattering, shocking 50 points. And when broken down by race, Biden's approval numbers are very weak among white people. What a surprise. Only 29% of white people approve of Biden's performance. 64% disapprove. I mean, that's just massive. And, of course, it doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form. As I said on yesterday's show, I think we're discussing this poll real quickly. Just keep in mind, there's lots and lots of white women who are liberal. Especially white single women are liberal. White married women tend to be pretty conservative. Still not as conservative as men. Or as conservative as their husbands. Or men in general. But still, not bad married white women. But single white women, especially those on both coasts, are a bunch of liberal nutcases. Liberal nutjobs. So, can you imagine what the number must be among white men when you subtract all the liberal nutjob women, all the feminists and lesbians, once they're subtracted, I know I repeat myself, once they're subtracted, what's left is just white men, and the number must be staggering. Joe Biden's approval among white men must be in the teens. And I'm sure Kamala's approval among white males must be in the single digits. And it isn't because they're white. That's the thing. There's nothing racist in anything I'm saying. There's nothing to do being white. First of all, Joe Biden, last I checked, is white. So we're not back to the Obama days. You can't blame me because a guy is black and I don't like him. That means it's because he's black and I'm a racist. No, I never gave a damn that Obama was black. Hell, I grew up in an all-black town. I grew up in a, well, I should say that. I went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and my town was, I was raised in an all-Italian neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town. My neighborhood was all white Italian, but I was surrounded by a huge minority black town called Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And then when I went to school, the schools were 100% black. It was unbelievable. Just Lil Wayne and a whole bunch of black people, and I loved them. And we got along great, man. I came to school and I hugged them and high-fived them. So you can't tell me I'm racist. The biggest bunch of bunk I've ever heard in my life. But I'm saying it because I understand the way white people think, because I'm white, and every white male I know hates the Democrat Party. So it's pretty clear. We all hate Biden. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, our regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift, and they've extended this special through this week. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up now, you'll get the WAR 40% discount, and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 40% off for you, your spouse is free. 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Okay, we are running a car.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, how low can it go? How low can it go? It's like limbo around here. How low can Joe Biden's ratings go? It's really quite amazing how low they've gone. 36%. Joe Biden's job approval crashes 36% according to the latest civics polling. I guarantee you, I've never heard of civics polling. I guarantee you that civics polling is a liberal organization and that their polling oversamples Democrats. I guarantee you. And yet they have only 36% of registered voters approving of President Joe Biden's job performance. And keep in mind, I always argued during the last 4 years of Trump, it's a scam to poll registered voters. Everyone's registered. They don't necessarily vote. You want to only poll likely voters, and every time you poll likely voters, you come up much more conservative because the people who always vote are conservative. And so 36% might actually be 29%. And if they're oversampling Democrats, it might be in the low 20s. Biden has nobody left. Biden's approval has reached historic lows amidst high crime, 40-year high inflation. Don't forget the supply chain is effed. And all the Americans stranded in Afghanistan and the open borders. 55% disapprove of Biden's job performance. Again, this is registered voters, not likely voters. Among likely voters, I guarantee it's more like 66% disapprove of Biden's job performance. Among those 18 to 34, Biden's approval rating is only 28%. 56% disapprove. Among 35 to 64-year-olds, Biden's approval rating is in the high 30s. And among those 65 and older, Biden gets a 41% approval. Does that make any sense at all? You're telling me that old people like Biden? And young people totally hate him? Does that make any sense to you? When broken down by race, Biden's approval numbers are weak in some demographics. Only 29% of white people approve of Biden's performance. 64% disapprove. I always say there's almost no whites left in America who will vote Democrat ever again. I can't speak for blacks. You know, it's like, this is not a racist commentary. I am white, and I'm a white male. I know how white men think. I have no idea how you think when you're black or Indian or Hispanic or gay, or something that I'm not, right? I'm not a lesbian. I'm not a transsexual. I don't know how they think. I don't ever try and speak for them. I don't know what Biden's approval is or what they think about him if they're transsexual and they got both a penis and a vagina. I have no idea. But I know how I feel, and I know white men can't stand Joe Biden. And I can say that now. It used to be like you couldn't say, I know white people and white people hate Obama. That's like saying white people are racist. You know, because they always said if you hate Obama, you're automatically racist. Really? If you hate him because he's a liberal, that makes you racist? I never cared about the color of his skin. But I can say it now proudly. Joe Biden is white. He's a white, old, straight man. So I'm a white man and I'm straight. So it's okay. You can't call me a racist when I say I hate the man. So it's at the point where there's almost no white people who like Democrats anymore. Again, let me point out, this is not likely voters. This is only registered voters. If you took likely voters, I'll bet you white likely voters are in the 19s, 18, 17% for Biden. And 74% disapproval. Among black people, a key voting block for the Democrats, Biden's approval is... For the 18 to 34 group, tied at 36, though he fares better with older black Americans. Hispanic or Latino voters give the president 48% approval, 41% disapproval. Keep in mind, though, again, you know, like when they say whites give Biden a 29% approval, that's all whites. Well, think about white women. Think about single white women. They're all so liberal. They got three kids, no husband. They hate the man that got them pregnant. They hate the three men that got them pregnant, won't pay child support. Those people think so differently than the rest of us. I always write them off, you know? We win, Republicans win among white men and married white women. We don't win among single white women. That's a whole different demographic. So if Biden is truly at 29% with white people in general, among white men, he must be at like 8. He must be in the single digits with white men. And then white women pick it up to 29%. And white single women pick it way up. White married women think the same way as white men in general. But I've seen the polls for Latinos, and Latino men are overwhelmingly now pro-Republican Trump supporters by 20-plus points. But Latino women are very liberal and hate Trump over 20-point negative. So add it together, and it's dead even among Latinos. And I'm sure that's likely voters, not registered voters. This registered voter one is off because it polls anyone who's got a pulse. They don't all vote. Only 5 states approve of Biden's performance. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, and Vermont. No big surprise in any of those 5.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. President Joe Biden's approval rating showed no sign of rising as the new year approached. Biden had a consensus 43.3% approval rating Friday, according to 538. It offers real-time updated tracking of the president's approval rating by analyzing a wide variety of polls. 538 said Biden's approval rating has been underwater since August 30th. The state of New York said it will prioritize non-white people in the distribution of COVID-19 treatments in short supply. New York's Department of Health released a document detailing its plan to distribute treatments like monoclonal antibodies and antiviral pills. The plan includes a section on eligibility, including a line stating a person needs to have a medical condition or other factors that increase their risk for severe illness. And U.S. Navy ships seized $4 million worth of heroin in the Caribbean Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root comes to you from the house that Root built. The Root's on fire. Latest news hot off the presses from NFL.com. John Madden, the little... In the history of games, John Madden, legendary Hall of Fame coach, dies at age 85, died unexpectedly and suddenly. Well, you know, he was 85 years old. But boy, as I keep saying on this show, boy, are there a lot of sudden deaths. Just a coincy-dink. Everyone in the world just keeps dropping dead suddenly. That word's being used. Suddenly and unexpectedly, everyone's dropping dead after they get vaccinated. I have no idea if John Madden was vaccinated, and he was 85 years old. Lots of people died 85 years old. I get that. But, boy, are there a lot of people dropping like flies of heart attacks and cardiac arrest and heart seizures and blood clots and strokes at all kinds of ages, including 20s, soccer players dropping dead in the middle of the field after being vaccinated. Interesting. No idea if Madden was vaccinated. Not trying to tie it to the vaccine. Don't know. Feel bad. Love John Madden. What a great man. Sorry to see him go. Patriots VPN is a sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get to my wonderful guest, Mr. Tony Schaefer, former retired lieutenant colonel. I'll say former, but it's retired lieutenant colonel Tony Schaefer. Patriot VPN is a sponsor of this segment. Perfect segue, because what a patriot we've got coming up as our guest. But Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Not only secure from cyber criminals and secure from your own ISP that, you know, collects and uses your private information and sells it without your knowledge, but you want to protect yourself from the government that's tracking your internet history. Who knows why? Maybe to blackmail you. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business, personal, or family, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only, get this, $6.95 a month. That's it. $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. All right, now we're back with our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, how are you? Happy New Year.
I hope you had a great Christmas and Happy New Year. I hope you're doing well.
I did have a great Christmas. I'm a newlywed, just got married a few weeks before Christmas, and we had a wonderful Christmas, and now it's time for New Year. But here's what I fear, and, you're a strategic military thinker. I've argued this for 3 weeks now, that Biden and his people have made a calculation that Americans love Christmas and love the Christmas holiday between Christmas and New Year's, and they weren't going to do anything to even lower his popularity even lower, because it's already as low as you can possibly get, probably in the history of modern history of American leaders. Nobody likes Biden, so they didn't want to, just piss everybody off and do something wild and radical during Christmas or in front of Christmas. So they wanted to wait till Monday, January 3rd. I believe as soon as we get into January, you're going to see them get so vicious about vaccines and about lockdowns and about mask mandates and about vaccine mandates. I think they're going to go hog wild as soon as we get to January, even though Biden made that statement just yesterday that the federal government can't do anything about COVID and it's all up to the states now. They're all going to press back. They always do that. They do head fakes. And they're going to come back and they're going to really use the power of government to basically try and wipe out conservatives and patriots starting in January. It's going to get real bad. It's going to be a real hard push for the communist takeover of America. Your thoughts?
So I believe at this point it's abundantly clear two things factually. First, the vaccines are not working.
Right.
Joe Biden has lied about it repeatedly. They've gone from, if you get your inoculations, you can go back to normal, to treating everybody the same. As a matter of fact, my son's a first responder in Arlington, Virginia. Wayne, there's people lining up around the block looking to get COVID tests because of this completely irrational fear that the government has instilled in people regarding this latest strain. So the government's created this huge amount of fear. So that's the first thing we have to look at. They've created conditions, mostly where I'm at in North Carolina, everything's normal. Nobody wears masks. Nobody is worried. In these progressive centers, they've created constant fear. So
they've created King Kong, Tony. You know, that's what I always say.
Yeah.
You know, look, there's an ape at the zoo. Nobody cares. But you go, King Kong is in the zoo. Oh, everyone will come see that exhibit, right? We found King Kong. We captured him. He's at the zoo. They gave it a name. It's not the flu. It's COVID. What if you said there's a really bad cold going around? A lot of people are sick with a cold. Would anybody care? Would that be a media headline? But no, it's everyone's got COVID. Oh, my God. You know, that's the deal here.
So that's the first point. Second point, to justify having to take action, they have to create the fear and create this focus. So coming in January, I think indeed what they're going to do now is say, well, you know, it's not as serious maybe, but we have to change how we look at this. This is going to be a danger to the economy. This is going to get in the way of recovering back to normal. Therefore, we have to take extreme measures. And so, yeah, no, I think they're going to try to use, they're building the panic right now, building the panic, trying to get it going, and then they're going to try to give some solution, which is no solution at all, because they created a completely false, as you call it, King Kong. It doesn't exist, but they're trying to build up justification for this extreme, continued expansion of government authority over them. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens on the 7th of January, when the mandate, the first 100 person businesses of 100 persons or more mandates are going to be examined by the Supreme Court. I'd like to believe the Supreme Court's going to act rationally to back it off. If they don't, Wayne, it's going to get way worse. If he thinks that he can get away with businesses of 100 or more, he's going to go for everybody. And then they're going to go for any government entitlement programs. They're already telegraphing all this. So it's basically a state of fear that they created and they're trying to expand. And that's what they're going to use to try to justify all of these new things that Biden's going to try to do in January.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, again, I've heard this again and again. And I mentioned this earlier in the show. I remember back in the Obama era, right? I don't remember what year it was. When did we get Obamacare? I don't know. It must have been like maybe 2011, 10, 11, 2010.
It was, yeah.
I remember there was a liberal guest on Fox News, and they were discussing that now that Kennedy died, and remember the Republican got elected in Kennedy's place in Massachusetts? I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
That killed Obamacare.
Scott Brown.
Yeah. That killed Obamacare. They said, that's it. It's over. You can't get it. And somebody said, no, they might use reconciliation to get it. They don't need 60 votes anymore. And I remember the Democrat guy said, never could that happen. Never. It would be the end of the Democrat Party if they tried to do something that radical. 3 weeks later, they did it, and no one ever said a word about it again.
Right.
And we got Obamacare. So now that Biden said, oh, we can't act, federal government can't do anything, that was a head fake. And 3 weeks later, you're going to see massive action by the federal government that is authoritarian, that is kind of reminds you of what's happening in Austria and Australia. They're going to try and get away with stuff. It'll never work in America because we're not like Austrians or Australians. We're a bunch of rebels and rabble-rousers, you know, who killed the British in the Revolutionary War. You know, we stood up to the British, the big badass British, most powerful army in the world, and we slaughtered them. And I'm telling you, we're not going to allow this to happen, but they're going to make an attempt to do it. I feel it in my bones.
No doubt. And so I think that's what every American who's rational has to examine right now. What are you going to do? It's very clear that at this point, if the elections were held tomorrow, midterms, they'd be out, but or at least we'd be able to have a Congress to do something. We're far away from that. I think when people have to start thinking for themselves and recognizing the complete layer upon layer of lie. I mean, think about what they were told versus what's going on now about all the promises of going back to normal, and yet it's gotten worse. And mostly in blue cities, again, where I live, everything is normal and people are not buying into it. But I think they're setting up, Wayne, and I'm going to say this, it may get me in trouble, conditions for a civil war. They're pushing harder and harder
Agree.
For Yeah, they're pushing harder and harder this agenda of control. And anybody who's rational recognizes that the current strain of COVID, you're better off getting it, being done with it, so you've got the immunity, natural immunity, which is the answer. Trying to literally get away from wearing masks, which even CNN says that cloth masks don't work. It's amazing how many people have become completely unable to think for themselves. So what I'm saying, and anybody who's listening to us, I do believe, listen to things for themselves, you need to start thinking about how to defend your family, how to organize your neighbors, how to organize those around you to be prepared for what I believe is an inevitable push by the left to instill even more rigid federal controls over every aspect of everybody's life. And it is simply going to be one of the most dangerous times in our history, because everybody wants to change the Constitution. They want to instill all of these new controls to quote-unquote protect us. It's all baloney. And in places like Florida, Texas, where I'm at, people have gone pretty much back to normal. So it's going to be interesting to see how the division comes when it comes. But I think there's going to be a very obvious division in the very near future.
Right, back to normal, but then the media makes an hysterical case that everyone in Florida is sick with COVID again. But they're not dying and they're not hospitalized.
Right.
They have the flu. They got a cold.
Right.
This is the most ridiculous thing in history. Hang through the break, Tony. I got so much more to talk to you about. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Great guy, great research center, all good people, and we love to hear what they think, because they're right on the money, just like me. We're not conspiracy theorists. We deal in facts. We deal in great predictions. We're right 99% of the time, as opposed to liberals, who are always wrong.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Does your business spend $500?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
We're back with our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaffer. In just a minute, I want to mention our sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pank, and zinc sulfate. Brilliant guy, man. He developed this out of the blue, on the fly, in March and April of 2020. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. An immune system formula has now been developed by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who's a board-certified physician in New York. It's called Z-Stack, and it contains vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs, all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients in the world, and quercetin, natural source of vital nutrients. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. How do you get it? Made it easy for you. If you're driving right now, just go to rootforamerica.com. Anybody can remember that. My website, rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Rootforamerica.com. You'll see right at the top Z-Stack, big giant Z. Click on it. You're on your way to getting your immune formula by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. I like to say his name. Zelenko. We've got retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaffer, president of the London Center for Policy Research, back with us for another segment. Hey, Tony, I wanted to ask you about what I said right before you came on, so you didn't hear it, so let me repeat it. If I was China, I would want to vaccinate, not only vaccinate, but triple vaccinate and booster every soldier in the American military, and therefore many of them will eventually, sadly, die of heart attacks, cardiac arrest, heart inflammation, strokes, blood clots. Many others will have medical problems for the rest of their lives and be in sick bay or be forced to drop out of the military. Many others will just quit because they don't want the vaccine. Many will be fired dishonorably because they don't want the vaccine. And the military will be destroyed. Then you can just walk in and take over the country. Do you think it's possible? That's China's plan?
Oh, I think so. Look, Wayne, one of the issues that we've studied, and I'm sure you've had Gordon Chang on before, one of our other senior fellows. Gordon and Dr. Steve Hatfield have gone through this extensively, and the indicators are that while China did not know everything that would happen by releasing a virus like COVID into the environment, they knew that the chaos it created was something their population could endure, and they knew that the other things that would happen, the release of this into the global markets, would give them advantage. So at this point, when you combine their ability to sustain and gain control and influence over global markets, and then you look at what Joe Biden is doing, I think it's abundantly clear that the Chinese are going to do everything they can to leverage everything against us. And it's again, I don't know how people don't see this. China has been using very bellicose language. They've been acting very aggressively. They show great disrespect, as a lot of people do, to Joe Biden and his White House, but they are in particularly very aggressive. And I think you can count on them doing making even more and more aggressive acts against us to upset the United States. I think they're going to sit back a little bit, Wayne, and they're going to watch what Putin does. I think some aggressive action probably in mid to late January. I think you're going to see not a full-blown invasion, but you're going to see him take a bite out of Ukraine. China's going to watch, see our response, and they're going to then figure out the best way to continue to expand influence over the United States. And by the way, the mandates, I read recently there was a whole ship, fully vaccinated ship, U.S. Right. Navy ship, Wayne,
yes,
that came down with COVID, and they had to cancel the deployment. So China sees this. China knows that we are doing great internal damage to our own military by our own actions. And so anything they can do to kind of just sit back and shape it here and there, they're going to do. And before too long, we're going to be unable to take any military. And think about the irony here. We have the most expensive military on the planet. Yet by the day, every day, we see it by the lack of leadership, lack of political will. We see it being weakened from internally. And the Chinese know this and they're watching.
There you go. And what about China as far as Taiwan? If Russia acts on Ukraine, won't China immediately go after Taiwan? Because they know we're never going to answer back.
I think they're going to continue to – one of the things they want to do, and this is, I think, a difficult challenge for them. They want Taiwan, but they want Taiwan to function as Taiwan. Taiwan, Wayne, is a great economic force. I mean, most of the computer chips in U.S. cars are actually made in Taiwan. That industry is significant. So I think while Beijing wants to dominate Taiwan, they don't want to break Taiwan. So this is going to be something that they have to figure out a way of doing that will give them the bountiful outcome of war by the fact that they're able to capture these things. They don't want to destroy it. At the same time, they're going to have to take aggressive action. So I think, again, they're going to take a page out of
the Hong Kong playbook, by the way. That's what they did in Hong Kong, right? They didn't destroy it, but they certainly took it over, and they've crushed all dissent, but they don't want it to keep going because it makes them all their money. It's the richest place in the world, Hong Kong. So China didn't want to ruin that, but same time, type of playbook. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for all you do.
Happy New Year, Wayne. Yeah.
All right, Wayne Alaroot back for hour number three momentarily. RootForAmerica.com and WayneRoot@gmail.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.